All right.
Don't say anything rude.
First of all, let me just tell you, this is the affirmative action plan that was done at long last by Sally.
Finally, just in time for the next one.
Yes, I'm going to keep my copy here. Maybe you want to just keep this one. Do you have space in your credenza for it?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
In theory, they should be the same. And I suspect before we get off and start the next plan, we ought to do some cross-checking.
Okay.
I know I made some notes in there, and she has a couple of odd notes in here. But
okay.
Anyway, I thought, you know, you might want to have one for reference that you could use.
I need to review it, too, before I go to that seminar.
Okay. Well, do you have something you want to start with?
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about the care, just to make sure that maybe we're not premature setting a date. Since we don't have that contract back, I wondered if we might need to make sure we have that in hand and that everything's okay with that before we'd announce it to the plant.
Yeah.
I was going to try to call Ed later today and see if he has any idea where it is. And then if when I'm in Cincinnati, if you want me to review what we're planning on using as far as literature with him, I can, you know, mm-hmm. be sure to make time to do that.
Why don't you go ahead and call him? And see if he has any. He would, by now, I would assume he's seen it at least.
Yeah, he should have.
I mean,
because
he
like
said
a
couple
week
weeks.
And a half
yeah.
ago.
Well, why don't we do what you said? I guess I'd like to just keep the date, and if we have to delay it for some reason, it won't break anybody's heart, I'm sure. But at least we can have people geared up for it.
Okay.
Do you know of some reason why he might hold it up or take longer than he
no,
said?
No, it's
or?
Just when I asked him how long he thought it would take, and he was saying that. Well, it'll probably be about 2 weeks. Then he was just, you know, real indefinite.
Okay.
And it just led me to believe that 2 weeks might be a minimum.
Okay. Well, another possibility is to call him up and tell him that we've scheduled an introduction date and, you know, given what he told us before, we can't see any reason why he couldn't get that thing approved in that amount of time.
I might tell him, see if he can get approved, and I can pick it up from him when I see him.
Yeah.
And I can just stick it in the mail to you.
Yeah. Are you okay with leaving the dates where they are and then maybe changing
yeah.
if we have to? And, okay.
Do you think we don't really need him to approve our literature or anything before we do it? We just out of courtesy, right?
Yeah, that's the way I'm looking at it.
Okay. Is Jim going to want to see the pamphlets and all that stuff? Okay.
That'd be his past that's practice.
Okay, I'm going to try to catch him today then.
Okay. And that'd be good. In fact, one of the things I had in my note was to ask you what follow-up I was going to need to do on that while you... Someone always said.
Well, if I can get all the literature approved from him, then the only thing we're going to need to do is probably some follow-up with a printer for proofreading.
Okay. Let him send us the proof and let us look at it and,
yeah.
and send it back, tell him to run with it.
I asked Sally about printers, and she said the only one she can recall is McGowan, and that she personally didn't care for him.
Is that who we used to do those diviners?
Yeah. She said it took. They didn't do very good proofreading or anything. We caught a lot of mistakes that they should have caught,
uh-huh.
and they just weren't very timely or anything. So
what do you want to do?
I don't know. I feel kind of awkward because I.
You should.
And I do. I guess I could just call around and get some prices and do it that way. I talked to Bev and she doesn't know of a specific person. That would
I don't
be
know what
any
else to
good.
Do. The thing we're not really talking about
no, it's
megabucks
not a big
on
job.
This thing, and I hate to have you spend a lot of time getting estimates and things.
I have no idea for quality, you know.
Why don't you? I think you ought to get at least two estimates. I think you ought to get at least two estimates if we can. And I sure don't want to spend a lot of time at that.
I guess, you know, we could try McGowan again, because they're pretty big printers.
Yeah, you might want to check with Kenny. One thing I know is that Sally was pretty down on them from when we did the employee handbook, and I'm not sure, you know, Kenny, I think, did most of the follow-up on these last dividers we had printed, and he may have newer data, because the handbook was in 79, and
okay.
Maybe before you go to all that trouble, you might check with Kenny. And,
okay, do you want to just print it like on something like this, brown paper?
That'd be fine.
Brown ink? I think that's kind of attractive.
I think so.
Okay.
Sure. Sounds fine to me. I guess I've had my input into all the writing we planned to do. And
this is, let me show you what I did to run the discipline.
Okay.
I just kept that paragraph crossed out, that big monster paragraph.
Okay.
And I added one. This one here talks about the employee's part of not feeling like he can jeopardize his performance level. And then I added just a line right here that says about our discipline. It's not very in-depth, but pretty much says it.
Yeah. You know? People have more chance of getting the meaning out of that than they would have out of the paragraph that was there before. Yeah.
Excuse me. This paragraph here, wanted to check to see what you thought about including it. It really talks about the managers taking responsibility for at least letting people know about that. You know, and it kind of deals with stepping into a situation and suggesting that, and I didn't know if we want to spell that out that explicitly or if just managers knowing that we've got this are going to do that. I guess I'm thinking about if technicians would read this, how they'd react to that.
Okay, let me read it again, see. Okay.
If they can't.
All right, let's see. Yeah, I guess I'd like to say something about this. One possibility would just, it does read kind of like, you know, you really are supposed to do this. Maybe we could make it more of a, maybe less official sounding.
Like more a possibility of working with somebody?
Yeah, something like, you know, in the course of providing performance feedback, managers should be alert to repeated instances of substandard work performance and, you know, when appropriate, bring this to the attention of the employee, that kind of thing. Kind of make it as in the course of normal events kind of thing rather than...
Yeah, that's a good idea. And this then leave... This makes it sound like, go out and do this.
Yeah, if you don't report 3 or 4 of these a week, you're...
Yeah.
Deficient. Yeah, I think if we kind of said in the course of performance reviews, that kind of thing, and then maybe leave the last sentence in. I guess I'm kind of with you, the way it reads, it doesn't... just the way I think we mean it. So maybe reword that first sentence, then we should be okay.
Okay. Then the only other thing is just if we want to do a question and answer thing, or if we want to go with like a brochure like that ITT. There it is.
Yeah, let me look at that thing again. Maybe it won't look so great to me the second time. I don't know.
I think it looks good. I just didn't know if we wanted to go with that much double literature.
Yeah.
Because this is pretty, you know, all-encompassing.
Oh, I still kind of like this thing. I don't know. Maybe we, particularly, you know, most of this read pretty well
mm-hmm.
as a simple thing. This one is a little, you know, they're obviously taking a more aggressive view of this thing than we have. I don't know. Maybe this is overkill.
I'm just trying to think, like, with people that aren't as familiar with it, if they have questions, we're just going to answer them better.
I guess most of our people aren't used to having a lot of written material to go by, so maybe this is enough.
Maybe something like this would be better than this. Too, you know, if you like the format of this better.
What do you think? I mean, look at it from the point of view of a person that might have to be get handed this material and do something with it.
The thing that I like about this one is it gives you some background data, like around alcoholism and do's and don'ts, that this one doesn't.
Yeah, that's true.
I think
that's true.
Format-wise, people are probably more familiar with this one.
Mm-hmm. What if we just, we got about a two-pager here, don't we, as it stands?
Yeah.
At the most? Well, maybe three. Is there a chance we could just tack on some do's and don'ts or do something like that to you know, you spent quite a bit of time already wordsmithing this thing. I'd like to not have to have you go back and do it all.
I think either one we could make as effective. I'm just not sure if we'd do both, people would read them.
I'm with you. Let's not do two.
Yeah.
Let's not do two.
This is, you know, a lot more professional looking.
I'm not too worried about that. Well. We're going to have a brochure to hand out. I'm not... If we had 2,000 managers like they do, we'd do something like that too, probably. Maybe the thing to do would be to go through there and see if there are a few key points that we want to just add on here, either in a do's and don'ts thing or as a number 12 and 13 or something, and stick pretty much with this.
Okay. A lot of these do's and don'ts are in this paragraphs.
Yeah, they are.
But they're not as simply stated.
Okay. I think I'm going to just trust your judgment on this. I don't think there's some point of where we're not going to get a very good return out of spending more time massaging the words. I think people will read them and they're going to have a lot of questions. The key things that they feel comfortable with it when they leave the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what you could do is go through that thing and see if there are a couple of key points that aren't in here. Let's go ahead and use this document you've already worked on as the basis.
Okay. I also ordered these books back here.
Great.
Okay. I ordered 50 of them. So they should be here by the time we make the announcement.
Okay.
So we can give that as background data too.
Okay. Good. You okay with that? Just see if there's a couple of thoughts we can add into this one and go with this.
Okay. We may get perspective when Jim
we will go. I can assure you we will.
Okay, well, I'm gonna try to catch him today, so
all right,
I'll let you know.
Good.
The other thing is, did you want to talk any more about that Augusta Tech, about
yeah,
mechanical training?
Yeah, I wrote a note down here to make sure we didn't forget it.
Okay.
Now before we go off this other subject, where do you envision this being when you leave? Or maybe another way to put that is, when you leave, let me know if there's things you want me to do while you're gone.
Okay,
to follow up with the printer or whatever.
A lot of it's probably a function of what Jim wants to do drastically. I think for the documents that we need to get typed and all, that'll be ready. Hopefully I'll be able to get with the printer, and it'll just take you following up to make sure they're
what we intended
proofread and all that stuff.
Well,
and I'll call Beverly to make sure she's set.
Okay.
And that's okay.
All right. So just let me know before you leave what it is you're expecting me to do.
Okay. Well, I'll be here all day Monday, too. So.
Okay. Just let me know. And in fact, another note I had here is that applies to anything else you have going on that you'd like me to come follow up on.
Okay.
I'd be glad to.
Thank you.
Okay, just a tick. One thing that would be helpful to me, tell me just briefly... I followed all the problem and that kind of thing, but I wasn't clear exactly on what they had. I mean, it sounded to me like what you were saying when we talked last time was that they have something, but they couldn't really adapt it to three people.
Well, when we had our first meeting Tuesday, it was really just the primary meeting to see where both sides were.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over with them the mechanical training manual and the kinds of training that we need and in what detail. And then we talked about the size, number of candidates being three. They're involved in a lot of other mechanical training. Excuse me. And the problem they'd have to bring in a separate trainer if we want to develop separate training programs and all, just for us, which is obviously going to be costly for three people.
Mm-hmm.
Plus just timing could be a problem. So the couple options that we talked about was, one, see if there's any of their current training that we could, you know, bring our three guys into, which obviously we're going to have to see what companies are from and all that good stuff. And if we would do something like that, we had to see if the timing of when it would be available would match up with the timing of when our candidates are going to be training.
Yeah.
And then if between their available sessions, if we've got enough that we can fill up with other training, we do have a lot of implant training that's specific to us. The other possibility is if Frank Densmore, who's already doing a packing train, could either take the programs we have, make them more in-depth, whatever.
Yeah.
Since he's already, you know, on our payroll, so to speak.
Sure.
If we could use him.
How is that going to get worked? Are they going to talk to Frank about it, or are you going to?
Sid's going to look at the total thing and see what he thinks, because Sid developed most of the programs that we've used, at least the first round, so he's real familiar with them. And he's been working with Frank, or checking with Frank, and he knows what's going on with the new upcoming training.
Okay.
So.
But, so they're going to get back to us then after
they
look at this with
the
some
options.
Yeah,
the next steps are the mechanical managers and the Tech Sixes, and I suggest they get Billy and Jeff next week. We're going to update the manual.
Okay.
And while they're doing that, Augusta Tech's out finding out really what they're willing to say they would tackle.
Okay.
And what kind of time, you know, is involved. And then Monday the 6th, our big group is going to get back together and see what shakes out of that.
Okay. Well, I guess your one of your specific questions when we talked last was, hey, maybe we should have a bigger group. Maybe we should have more. I'm not sure I did justice to the answer when we talked that time, but there was some question as to whether we even ought to have these, given that we are trying over the long haul to remove the split, you know, this goalpost effect where people go up one side mechanically and their side on the operating side, and that's, you know, one of the design criteria for some of the B-92 thinking. And so I'm really not, to me, it doesn't feel like it really fits to, you know, force something to happen early to identify some
new
openings.
See, that's what I had heard too. But then when Al was talking Monday, he was saying that you guys had originally talked about having more. And the only reason you didn't was because you felt like the plant couldn't handle training load, which is
that was a factor.
Contradictory. You know, he was just saying that he felt like with the number of mechanics that we have leaving and their skill level,
mm-hmm.
that we're probably going to need more than three.
Yeah.
And
I guess maybe a way to summarize this whole thing is that was a factor, but I know particularly that at least a couple of the group managers, including me, didn't want to go with more because I felt that was just going to perpetuate a system that we didn't want anymore. And I know that's where Jim is, for example, I think. You know, obviously the mechanical managers are some important folks, and if they come out of this thing saying, hey, we really got to do more, we can sure serve that up again and see where people are. But I think there's going to be, particularly in light of the B-92 discussions we've had over the last few days, I think there's going to be resistance to that.
It makes a lot of sense to not
do it. Does it to you?
I think it does. And I think it would stir up some controversy changing horses in midstream, saying how many
we're
going to have. But right. I knew that's something that they had talked in that meeting, and you may hear something from them.
Okay. Well, you know, if that group wants to have that looked at again, we can, but I really think in light of things, you know, like going to no mechanical manager and having them all be one organization and some of the B-92 design things, it just doesn't fit to me to go ahead and create, some more of these kinds of people. And like I said, if that group felt strongly about it, then we'd sure want to look at it again closely, make sure we weren't missing something here.
Yeah. You might want to talk to Al.
Yeah, sounds like maybe I should.
He's gone in Albany.
Yeah, no, he'll be back
tomorrow. But, you know, he's the one that expressed the most feelings about that. Greg wasn't there. I couldn't get hold of him to get him to the meeting, but I'm going to have him at the next one.
Okay.
So, but I guess the overall concern about the training is to make sure they all get a good base.
Right.
And I think John feels like he could maybe handle that because of the load that he's got on his mechanics. Mm-hmm. Al doesn't feel like he can.
Okay.
And the thing that we talked about with John is that maybe you can, but we want to make sure all three of them get the same base.
Right.
Because we're not sure where they'll end up.
Right.
And,
yeah.
So I think after talking through that, John kind of realized that, maybe we do need to be more consistent.
I think so.
So.
Okay, well, let's do this then. I'll talk to Al, like you said, and, give him the perspective I gave you and see what else he has to say. And, you know, maybe even Vince, if you're meeting, will want to work this a little bit just to check what I'm telling you. And then maybe after you hear back from Sid, you know, we'll kind of see what they have to say about options. And then we'll probably have to regroup and see what we want to do.
Okay. I guess when we find out what they can do and who it's with, we'll probably need to work with Cincinnati on if that's even feasible.
Historically, they've kind of trusted our judgment on that. You know, if we come up with the arguments that convince us it's okay to do, usually we can convince them. So I kind of view that as touch and base. I will, if I ever talk to Felton again.
You and me both. Hopefully I will in the next couple of days.
I'll at least alert him to the fact that that's an idea that we might want to consider. I wouldn't feel, you know, the thing I wouldn't feel so bad about is like if they went in for a week or two or something like that, I'd really get uncomfortable no more. I guess the longer it is that they're going
to
be together.
The thing that we talked about is not wanting to just lose them, not wanting to ship them out for 6 months and then come back and their mechanics.
Yeah.
You know, for a couple of reasons, because we want to be able to track the training and we want some on the job training, and then I think that would be an acceptance problem with the current mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
And so I don't think anybody's even thinking about doing that.
Okay.
I can see them going maybe for a couple of weeks at a time.
Yeah. Okay, let's check back after that.
Okay. The thing Howard talked to me about, summer manager.
Right.
And I am going to take the opportunity. And he was going to check one more time with Mike to see if it would be worth him being involved.
Okay.
So.
That reminds me of the joke about in the Army when they say, would a volunteer step forward and everybody steps back except one poor guy?
I know, he's a volunteer.
He's a volunteer.
Not a volunteer.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good opportunity, particularly if you can get something out of it. I think, you know, doing a little programming, and I think you'll be good at it. You know, I think that was a consideration, so I'm glad that got me good.
Okay. The other thing is, you sent this note about TAG.
Right.
This packet, do you want to talk it now?
This.
Was the two parts, or was that new test and then the selection?
Right. Well, I'm not, I guess I would like, if you have a minute, to look through what the changes were made in the selection
handbook. I read this.
Okay. And it says also the time you notice that between testing and retesting has been revised from 1 year to
yes,
2 years.
Yes, I noticed that.
So we just put that in stone from the so anyway.
I still want to have my say. I
think you should. I just thought it was kind of ironic that no sooner did we bring it up that it came out. The other thing, it was around
there for years.
The other thing that was kind of ironic is that they changed the form CM just after we finished testing about 20 people. So, but I think there's not much to do with this except file it. Make a note that the form CMs that we had, you know, are not current somewhere, so we remember.
We've got everything is shredded except the last set of tests that we've used. Do you have any problem with us, after all this is over, storing those tests back in your file cabinets?
You mean the completed tests?
No, the blanks. Or do you want to keep them someplace else?
I'm okay keeping them in the file cabinets. We've been keeping them there for years. I just would keep them in absolute minimum number. And like, for example, the CM, we're just going to have to throw out any extras of those because they aren't current anymore.
We don't have any right now.
Okay, so, yeah, you can just file them in the cabinet. Or if there aren't all that many, I might be tempted rather than make an issue of them just to get rid of them and order new ones if we need them.
Okay. After all the promotions are over, I'm just going to record all their scores and then shred all the tests.
That'll be the thing to do. So anyway, I just want to touch base on how what we're going to do with this thing. You know, those are in the closet. You just need to replace the ones that are in there.
Yep. And then the other thing was the goals. And I think unless you have a need, I'd prefer to just sit down and do it. And if I can, I'll try to do it this week or Monday.
All right.
But then we can, I guess, probably end up talking about when I come back.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do on the airplane to keep you from falling asleep.
Yeah, on Thursday, if I end up with no people to talk to.
Okay.
I still, Mick hasn't called me back. So he doesn't even have any idea what I'm calling about. And I tried again yesterday and couldn't get anybody. And I got a message to Felton, but he hasn't called back yet either.
Okay.
So.
Well, Bob might be able to help you there. For one thing, he could probably confirm that it would or would not be worthwhile hooking up with Mick. You know, for openers, and he could probably walk up and down the hall and find him and get it settled if he wanted to.
Okay. Well, he was in that all-day meeting yesterday,
right.
So hopefully he'll return my message.
Okay. They're strategizing about Kansas City, so it might have turned into a two-day meeting for all I know. Let's see, anything else about the trip? I guess it probably goes without saying, but I really have several objectives on it for this trip for you. Obviously, one is to go up and learn as much as you can about some of the technical aspects of what you're involved in. But I guess I really do want you to make an effort to find out exactly how that those organizations are put together and where they fit, mm-hmm. such that you can come back and explain it to me and see if I remember it right. But there are a number of organizations, the personnel administration people, personnel research, and all those different arms of, you know, the IRD people. And, you know, I think it'd be really neat if you came back and could, share how they
all fit. Would Fountain be a good person to give overall perspective of how the different pieces fit together?
Mm-hmm. It would be. I think he could do most of that. He's been in there long enough that I think he could. And Don Miller would be another guy that'd be good at it. And I hope you get a chance to meet Don. He's an absolutely delightful guy. You wonder how he got in that group. I just mean he's different. He really is. You know,
he's nice, right?
Well, no, there are a lot of nice people, but he's just not of the normal mold. You know, he really is. So
has he been there like forever in that group?
As far as I know, he's had different assignments. You know, he was a plant. He was like a Pat Felton's job for a while. And in fact, that's when I knew him. I worked with him in the Downey startup in Sacramento in that role. And then he was promoted to whatever it is those people get promoted to in that job, and became the personnel development guy, the job Craig Decker has now. And Waldo and all those guys worked for him, John Bates. And then he went over and took Ed Griffith's place. So anyway, he's a very amusing guy. Smart dude.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. So.
Well, just to put in perspective what I'm planning on doing, I'm going up Monday night, and Tuesday and Wednesday is a seminar, and Thursday hopefully I'll be able to accomplish all these things around the personnel groups. And then Friday I'm meeting with Ted Sivers, and he's going to hopefully teach me how to use that new videotape equipment and talk about some applications of it. And then I'm meeting with Rob Schramm also, and we're just going to talk technical training in general, and then some successful experiences they've had, like we might be able to reapply to B92.
Yeah, good.
Or just doing a regular training. And then the other thing I was just going to check on while I was talking to those two, if they have any good data about communication means on a project like that, because they might, you know, have heard of some good things.
Right. You might press him a little bit to find out what he knows about the Daniel Training Organization, what he's heard about that.
We'll talk to him about Daniels.
Because, you know, that's looking like an option we're going to want to explore. He may have
I don't think I've told you, Glenn and Dick and I are going to talk to them on the 7th.
Yeah, Glenn mentioned that. So.
Okay.
You're still feeling like that's worth pursuing?
I think so.
Yeah.
Particularly with them doing all the engineering and the construction, most likely.
Right.
You know, they'll have a lot of good in-house hookups to be able to do things.
Okay. In fact, that leads me to another item on this list that maybe I can do, and that is I wanted to update you on some B92 things.
Okay.
And I know you get some of this from Glenn and others, but and I don't, maybe BC's updated you on some things too in the last couple of days, but there are a few things that probably are worth knowing. We did talk about training in our meeting the other day, Tuesday, whenever it was, and the group is kind of where you are, is that Daniels looks like a good option, particularly if what we really need is a large volume of support for some limited period of time, then we really don't need a lot of people hanging around after that. The fact that they have had some successes before, that kind of thing. I think it pointed out to me more and more the need, maybe after you have this trip, to cement what your role exactly is going to be in this thing. Because I'm not sure what Dick and Glenn think it ought to be right now. So I think go out, talk to them, get a feel for what direction you're going to head, and then maybe we can cement kind of what your role ought to be in this whole thing. But it was clear to me that you know, what we talked about in our last meeting about you providing some kind of transition to get this group off and to off the ground, and probably providing some help and making sure whatever they do is consistent with what the plant would expect, that kind of thing. it's probably what's going to be needed.
Yeah, I think so too. Like when I was talking to Glenn when we went to Greenville, I think Glenn's just kind of feeling a sense of panic. Yeah, particularly not having a training manager yet.
Right.
And realizing how long it takes to get something started. The kind of approach I'm taking is to see right now if there's just something that we can start going down the path towards. And then hopefully when we get somebody, then my role will become just making sure that it's kind of consistent with what we're doing and playing that kind of role. But
I think that's about where what everybody are expecting. I think you're close on that.
Yeah. But it's worth more talking about.
Okay. I guess as far as what else is going on, we've formed a B92 design team that's going to begin looking at some organization design. We finalized some criteria for the design process. When I get it, I'll share it with you. So Tally's typing it up. I guess we've developed 8 or 9 criteria that we test the design against. And I don't think there'll be anything on there that will surprise you. I think it's in line.